Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Well, it certainly can be challenging for our furry friends at this time of the year when it's so cold in many parts of the country and they still need to go outside and do what they need to do. How do you keep them warm in these freezing temperatures? Is it even safe for them to go out? My guest is the founder and director of Family Paws Parent Education, Jennifer Shryock. Welcome to the show, Jennifer. So some of the places in this country right now are dangerously cold, but we still have to let these little guys out. What is your best advice for keeping them warm? Do we dress them up? Do we put on little booties? What do we do?
Well, you can definitely dress them up, and this is the good time to practice getting them used to wearing little sweaters, that kind of thing, depending on the dog. But, I mean, you're in definitely an area that is dangerously cold, so we want to keep their outside time short and sweet. They're not going to want to be out there too long, especially with the wet stuff. So keeping their paws, some dogs can wear little booties, but we really want to protect their paw pads for sure. There's lots of different things that contribute. Their dog paws can get cracked. I remember I had a golden retriever growing up, and the amount of clumping of ice on her paws that would come in and just how cold her paws were, and that, you know, over time that could be really irritating and painful for your dog. So short sessions outside, bringing them in, warming them up, toweling and blow drying them if they're used to that and it's not traumatic for them. That's always good too. But we want to really protect their pads especially. Yeah.
And with so many places having salt on the roads and on the sidewalks, I've noticed when I'm walking little Scarlet, you know, if I take my daughter to school and we're walking, when we stand at the corner before crossing the street, she's picking up her paws. And I'm like, oh, the ground is too cold. But then I realized it wasn't the ground, it was the salt. Because the minute that
salt,
we turned back around, she went into the snow to wipe off her paws.
Oh, yeah. All the different things that are put into the environment during these times, like salt, we can even run into antifreeze. I mean, anything that's going to be on the ground to get rid of or help with the snow is going to be a problem. And so we need to consider that as well. And washing our dog's paws off when they come inside is really, really good. And some folks who have dogs with long, lots of fur between the pads, this is a good time to have that trimmed down a little bit so that you get less ice clumping and fur gathering with the snow and the different debris that you're talking about. I mean, salt is a real strong irritant for sure. And, you know, again, that can lead to cracked paws, which is very, very, you know, the paw pads, that's extremely painful. So I bet she is a little uncomfortable with that. Yeah.
It's terrible. Now, should we be pre-training them? I know that, you know, they say in dog training you should be holding their paws, letting them know you're the boss so that you can hold their paws. But at this time of the year, I notice she gives a little low-throated kind of moan when I'm wiping some of that salt off or trying to clip the hair in between, as you're saying. So, I mean, do we just kind of be alpha and take charge?
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up. I mean, what I like to do is prepare when, you know, work with the dog before I need this behavior. So the ideal behavior is you give me paw. So whether you're teaching a shake or paw and you gradually build so they hold it voluntarily in your hand, that's an exercise that I would do regularly. You know, it's great for vet visits and everything else. It's not so much about being alpha and being, you know, give me the paw. I mean, I'd much rather they voluntarily offer paw. But in order to do that when we need it, we have to practice it well before and ahead of time. So if you haven't done that, it's great to do it. They just put their paw on your hand, you know, you treat, you click and you treat, yes, that's good. And then you keep building. Then you paw in the hand and hold it for a period of time. It's something that's helpful for nail trimming as well as wiping off, you know, things on their paws. Because I know you do need to clean them off when they come in, right?
So you absolutely have to. Now, what about, Jennifer, people who claim that they have an outside dog in this weather? I mean, I'm not an outside dog person. I feel it's cruel anyway.
Right.
But in this weather, what are some, I mean, safety tips? What do you want people to know?
I'm not going to have safety tips on that because they need to be inside. There's no safety there, even if they're northern breeds. I mean, I have a Siberian Husky, although I joke and say he's a southern Siberian because I'm in North Carolina, but there's no, he really does, you really need to keep them inside. It's way too cold. If it's below freezing, they're at risk, especially dogs that have any kind of other medical conditions. You know, diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, hormonal imbalances, Cushing's disease. I mean, any of those things, it's going to be much harder for the animal to regulate their body temperature, and they might be much more susceptible to problems and complications due to low temperatures. It's really important to keep them inside and warm and safe.
Good. I'm so glad you said that. And you know what? I get sad when I see dogs that live outside on a chain with a little dog house or something. It's just awful. Now, you also mentioned that you wanted to give some safety tips for dogs, you know, not even necessarily at this time of the year, but just at all times of the year. What are some of the most important safety tips you can give us?
Well, the safety tips that I like to give is obviously we want our dogs inside and supervised, but one of the things that comes to mind, especially in your area, is kids, although it's very cold out there now. But when kids are outside, and safety tips with kids, if when children are bundled up with scarves and hats and they look like they don't look like they normally would to the dog. And so that's a huge concern of mine when we start having snow and bundling up, and that kids are going to look different to the dogs. And so a big safety tip for me is that families pay attention to what their dog is doing and recognize that their dog may be uncomfortable with kids that are disguised in all this winter gear, and we may need to make some modifications there, but stay aware and alert. And certainly for children, never to approach dogs in the condition that you were talking about, where there is a dog in its own area outside, chained up, you know, with a doghouse and that kind of thing. Yeah.
That's a really interesting tip, that when kids are all bundled up, they don't look like the person that dog is typically used to seeing, so it may seem a stranger to the dog. Give us another one of your best safety tips. Could be an inside tip.
Sure. Inside, what I really like to do is, you know, we really want to keep in mind that I see this a lot. Kids, and I focus on children and dogs, so this is just something that I think of right away, is really monitoring parents becoming aware of their dog's stress signals, what indicates that the dog is uncomfortable or stressed. We often wait for that growl, but we really can look for subtle signs and be dog aware and learn about what licking lips means, what it means when the dog shows whale eye or the whites of the eye, what about when the dog turns its head away. And the more that we can understand that and become dog aware, the safer it is for our dog and our children and our families to live together comfortably.
That's really great advice. And I tell my children when she's lying there, a little Scarlet, and I say, you know, don't just go up to her and put your face down and start petting her and everything. I said, you know, you've got to get down there, offer your hand, make sure she wants to be with you at this point. Give us this last best bit of information. We only have about 30 seconds left, so wrap it all up for us. Safety, warmth for our little furry friends this winter.
Absolutely. We need to keep our dogs in the most comfortable, respectful manner, and keeping them inside. If it's too cold for you, it's going to be much colder for your dog too. So keep them inside, warm, comfortable, make sure that they're medically up to date, and be sure to become more aware about dog body language to keep everybody comfortable and understand what your dog's communicating.
Awareness about dog body language is so important. And in this weather, listeners, you know, treat your dog as you would treat yourself. You wouldn't
Absolutely.
Just put yourself out there in this freezing weather. It's cold. Be aware of their little pads, the hairs between their little toes, the salt that's on the road, the freezing cold ground, which they can actually stick to, and then that rips off skin off their pads. It's like putting your tongue on a pole. Don't do it in this winter. Don't do it for yourself. Don't do it for your little pets. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.